Welcome back. Well, first we start with international news. Ukraine wants to use long-range weapons against targets in Russia. Those weapons are supplied by Western countries, and Russia's President Vladimir Putin says if it's allowed, it would mean NATO is at war with Russia. This comes as UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer and US President Joe Biden meet in Washington today to decide on what will happen next, and as Russia has revoked the accreditation of six British diplomats it has accused of spying. Well, UCC professor and NATO expert Andrew Cotty joins us now. Professor, at the heart of what's happening here is the use of supersonic tactical ballistic missiles, US attack cams and British storm shadows. What are they? What can they do?
Okay, well, I think the first thing to say is these systems have sometimes been described as long-range missiles. That's probably a bit misleading. So the ATACMS missile has a range of approximately 300 kilometres and the Storm Shadow missiles have a range of 500 kilometres. So Ukraine isn't going to be targeting Moscow or St. Petersburg with these missiles. So they're more kind of medium-range battlefield weapons.
So we understand the range. So what difference would these weapons make to the war in Ukraine?
So, I mean, from a Ukrainian perspective, you know, they might be able to target aircraft bases potentially in Russia, missile bases, command and control infrastructure, and maybe also parts of the Russian defence industry. And maybe one other thing, and this is something possibly the Russian government is concerned about, is that they might be able to target the Kerch Bridge, which is the bridge which connects Russia to the Crimean Peninsula. And if the Ukrainians were able to take out that bridge, it would certainly be a symbolic setback for the Russians. But I think, as I say, some of this description of these missiles as long range is somewhat misleading, perhaps.
Well, could Russian defences cope with the use of these kinds of weapons?
Well, for example, one of the things is that the Russians have already moved some of their forces further back into Russia. So, for example, if you take Russian aircraft that are delivering air-launched missiles against Ukraine, the Russians have moved those back to air bases further inside Russia. So Russia has responses. I think the overall way to think about this is that these missiles will be useful for Ukraine if it's able to target targets inside Russia, but it won't be a complete game changer for the war.
Keir Starmer and Joe Biden will meet today. There are some options available to them. President Joe Biden has long resisted using these types of weapons. So could we see a situation where maybe Britain and France allowed the use of these weapons with some kind of backing from the US?
That seems to be quite a likely outcome. The US and particularly perhaps President Biden has sometimes been very cautious, but I think the British and the French want the American go-ahead, the American stamp of approval. So that possibly is the most likely outcome, at least in the short term, that the Americans will say that they agree that the British and French can authorise the Ukrainians to use these missiles to target targets inside Russia.
And that kind of decision, what would it mean to NATO?
Well, I think in a way it will reinforce NATO's unity. I mean, one of the things we've seen throughout the 2+ years of the war is that there have been debates and sometimes divisions within NATO. Some of the Europeans, in this case, the British and the French, are ahead of the Americans, if we put it like that. And they don't want to really do this without the Americans at least approving it, as it were. So this will probably reinforce NATO unity, at least in the short term anyway.
Professor Andrew Cotty, thanks for joining us this afternoon. Continuing with this story, we're now joined by Professor Mark Galeotti, Russia expert with the Royal United Services Institute. Mark, this morning, Russia revoked accreditation for six British diplomats it accuses of spying. How alarming is this?
I don't think we should consider it to be that alarming. Look, first of all, it actually has since come to light that they revoked this accreditation last month. They've just chosen today to make a splash of it and make all kinds of claims about attempts to subvert Russia, which clearly is designed to coincide with Keir Starmer's visit to Washington. So this is essentially a bit of political posturing more than anything else.
What does it mean for British-Russian relations, though?
Well, I mean, it's very hard to see how far they can get any worse. I mean, the point is that the Americans are in some ways too powerful for the Russians to feel that they want to tangle with them directly. So in some ways, they have a tendency to target London as something of a proxy. I mean, the Russians talk about the so-called Anglo-Saxons, in other words, a sort of an Anglo-American alliance, as being at the heart of all their woes. So in many ways, yes, they target Britain because they do regard it as having something of a leadership role in terms of the support for Ukraine, but they also target Britain as just simply a proxy for America.
Vladimir Putin says Russia will make appropriate decisions based on threats. How serious should we take this?
I mean, this is a really difficult question to answer because the trouble is he's used similar language time and time again. He sets out these red lines. He did right at the beginning of the conflict when he said that any military assistance to Ukraine would be crossing a red line, and all the way through to the recent decision to send F-16 jets there. So, you know, on one level, this could just simply be yet more rhetoric. Someday it may well be that he actually feels that he does need to respond, but I do think we need to keep this in proportion. He talks about war, he talks about responses, he is clearly trying to rattle us the same way as when, for example, he talks about potential nuclear threats.
But his rhetoric may be the same, but the seriousness of the situation has escalated.
It has, but also his options are that much more limited than they were in the past. I mean, essentially, he doesn't have any escalatory options that would not also cause him costs. He could mobilise more troops. He could extend his campaign of sabotage, which we're already seeing on European soil and such like. But all of these would almost certainly trigger a greater backlash, whether from his own society or whether from the West. So again, this is the difficult thing, trying to crawl inside Putin's brain. On the one hand, it is clear that he is angry at this prospect of, you know, further support for the Ukrainians. But on the other hand, we shouldn't assume that it's going to mean something catastrophic.
So he could retaliate. We don't know how, but could it mean potentially arming other regimes hostile to the US?
This is one of the possibilities. It's something that they've essentially raised as a possibility in the past, particularly, for example, sending weapons to the Houthi rebels in Yemen who've been attacking international shipping and so forth. So, yes, look, it is clear that the Russians are perfectly happy to try and cause mischief through a variety of indirect means. And I think we just have to accept that that is part of the price of continuing to support Ukraine. But again, I mean, I think that all of these things have costs. I mean, for example, sending weapons. Every weapon that is sent to another regime or a rebel group or whatever is something that is not available for the war. And the Russians are desperately burning through a huge amount of their own ordnance.
Starmer meeting Biden today. Decisions being made potentially. Is this just brinkmanship on both sides?
I mean, I think there is an element in which certainly sort of the Russians are hoping either to overshadow or maybe with some kind of 11th hour threats, influence the decisions that are going to be made in Washington. But look, realistically, the decisions have already been made. The very fact that it's been so heavily foreshadowed that there will be permission to use storm shadows against specifically military targets inside Russia mean that essentially I think we can take it as read. If actually they don't come out with that, it'll actually suggest that Putin has won and he has indeed managed to deter the Americans.
Professor Mark Galeotti from the Royal United Services Institute, thanks for joining us this afternoon.